Rangers and the Twins at Target Field Saturday night. Cole Hamels on the hill. He's not been very Cole Hamels-esque as of late. A brief rain delay at the onset, but when things got rolling, so did the Rangers. We pick it up top one and Nomar Mazara.
And that he had been pitching fairly well. Swing and a fly ball, trouble left center field and deep. Rosario back, warning track wall. It's gone, a home run. Nomar Mazara goes opposite field. Landing one in the Ranger bullpen in left center, his 14th home run. That's a two-run shot. 2-0 Rangers here in the first.
Just two walks against left-handed pitching. And make it 21 strikeouts as he goes down swinging. So ahead of Dozier, one ball, two strikes. And a pitch, got him. Went off speed, a changeup.
And the 2-2, got him. Strike three, swinging. On the windup and the 2-2, check swing. They appeal, he went, rung up. On a curveball, and Hamels, another easy inning. This is a 1-2-3-8. He has struck out five through eight innings, and he is definitely coming back out for the ninth inning.
Brought on a lot of things early in his career, but I think he's finally figured it out.
2-2, line to third. Escobar can't make the play, gets by him. Gomez around third, he scores. Chirinos holds it first base, and the Rangers add another run. It's 4-1 Texas. 0-1, grounded to short, this should do it. Andrew scoops, sets, throws him out. That's the ball game, and Hamels. A complete game performance, 16th career complete game, and the Rangers defeat the Twins 4-1.
Rangers pick up the win as Cole Hamels with his 16th career complete game and first one since 2015. This one a Maddox, if you will. A complete game under 100 pitches, 96 to be precise, as Hamels gives up just one unearned run on the night. Paul Molitor's offense could do next to nothing against Rangers starter Cole Hamels as he went the distance at Target Field for his 16th career complete game. Molitor shared his thoughts on a 4-1 loss and about the outstanding effort by the opposition's Cole Hamels.
Well, he threw a lot of strikes. I think he had one walk maybe, but we had a lot of trouble with his changeup tonight. And we had trouble making an adjustment. I don't know how many outs he recorded on that pitch, but it seemed like a ton. You know, it's just when he's on like that, you got to make sure that, you know, the hits, a couple of hits we got, not that we got many, you know, we kind of stayed on the ball a little bit, Polanco and Buxton, and Doze got one up the middle early. But he was good, very efficient, you know. I looked up there, and for the majority of the innings, he was averaging less than 10 pitches per inning. So, yeah, just not a good offensive night. A lot of good things in the game, some good defensive plays. You know, Gibby, I thought, got on track after a rough start. That bullpen did a good job too. We let one cross there in the ninth. You know, he's vulnerable to the stolen base, but he also can pick you off. Got a little anxious there. I mean, he's got a couple moves. That one's a little bit more deliberate where he can read the runner with those. And then, you know, Esco split the gap, but that combination, I think, of wet turf and some other things, the ball didn't get out there maybe as far as he thought he did. He tried to make a play and, you know, judgment didn't turn out to be particularly good in the fact that he was out by a fair margin.
The Twins look to bounce back on Sunday behind Jose Berrios. He'll be opposed by Nick Martinez.